This weekend, the Preacher's Son says farewell to executive chef Matt Cooper. Cooper has been with the farm-to-table restaurant, located in a restored church in Bentonville, since it opened in 2016. This week, he spoke with Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth about food culture in Northwest Arkansas, working during a pandemic, and his next project.
All right, Matt. So you've been with Preacher's Son since its inception, back in December 2016. Can you tell me about your connection to the restaurant and what it's meant to you over these past five or so years?
So when we moved up from Little Rock, I moved up here to be a part of this beautiful little restaurant that was going to be in this old remodeled church, and we were really excited about the project. And the designers came up with the name The Preacher's Son that tied my family history, my father and grandfather and great-grandfather being Methodist ministers. And then my father preached his first sermon right across the street at the First United Methodist as a youth minister 40 years ago. So that, with the connection with community and everything else, really tied the name to the space. It's just been kind of off to the races since.
And at the time, the kind of restaurant scene, I guess, was starting to gain some ground in Bentonville and around the region. Can you talk to just like how you've seen food and dining in this area grow since you opened?
Yeah, for sure. So when we opened, obviously you had Chef Matt McClure at the Hive, and you had Luke Wetzel about to open Oven and Tap, and then you had Tuscan Trotter down there. You know, since we've opened, we have just seen, you know, downtown, especially in Bentonville, just explode. It has just completely transformed the face of downtown, and I think, honestly, of, you know, Bentonville and Northwest Arkansas over the course of these past few years, and it's continuing to grow. And as the farmers as well, seeing the farmers, you know, the development of farm-to-table movement, moving into actual restaurants and being able to help develop that has been an extreme joy and an amazing experience, being able to develop the relationships with all those farmers.
Yeah, and because I know that your the Preacher's Son's menu was really, you know, focused on farm-to-table and working with local farmers and producers. I mean, what role do you feel like the Preacher's Son had in getting to this moment where there's this kind of big boom?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think what has been able to be unique about my situation here at the Preacher's Son and developing that is we've had the opportunity to really help develop and grow a few local farmers. You know, we've got Trey Bakken at Fat Top Farms that was selling at farmers markets, and now, you know, he's got his business is probably, we were probably about 70% of his business, at one point in time. Spencer at Across the Creek Farms, Tess and Scott at White River Creamery, and, you know, Rafael Rios, Yeos, and Rios Family Farms, and really developing those relationships with those guys. Hannah Farms that does, you know, pork, lamb, and then even getting, you know, some local aggregators that are graded, the first local eggs that are graded coming to restaurants, you know, coming right over the border in Missouri. You know, being able to have those and build those relationships has been just, again, just super, super beneficial and an amazing experience.
I mean, was it difficult to build those relationships or to convince farmers to work directly with a restaurant?
You know, I think that some of them were already, you know, that's the divide that we see in huge cities. That we don't see here is, you know, you go to, say, Santa Barbara, or you go to any of these bigger cities in the farmers markets, and you're going to get like, you know, 3:30 p.m. is when chefs get to shop at the farmers market, and it's all wholesale, and they go to pick up their orders and everything else. And there's this community built around that. And I think that, you know, myself and a lot of other chefs have been trying to really build that here. And we still have a long way to go, you know. Preacher's Son was up to about 86% local. I think we're really trying to push that envelope, but it's challenging because, you know, you can get organic carrots, you know, in California for $2 a pound. You know, here you're paying $9 a pound for organic carrots. Trying to make that manageable and affordable, not only for the farmer, but for the restaurant as well, is definitely a challenge. So I think given the opportunity to be able to help them grow and recognize that benefit in selling to restaurants for the future of their business has been a good experience as well. It's these farmers are like family to me. You know, I've been out to all their farms, I know their families, and they are. It's the same way that we mentor here at the Preacher's Son. And, you know, if you don't have relationships with people and you don't understand who they are and where they come from, then you can't possibly understand how to move them forward and help evolve them and grow together. It's not just a chef saying, I want you to grow this. It's like, hey, listen, we're in this together. And if it means that we have to pay a little bit more for something for a while so that eventually we can succeed together, then that's what we're going to do.
And then I did want to shift. How's it been working during a, you know, a global pandemic?
Well, you know, I think it's been challenging for everyone. You know, obviously, when we first started out, when the pandemic first started, you know, we shut down for just a touch. I continued to be in the kitchen and prepping and doing some food to go for people. And then slowly we let our employees be home and slowly started to bring people back as we saw it was safe. You know, I accredit our success during this time, obviously, to my team and to this company being able to support us and, you know, pull people from other restaurants and get people in so we can still keep the doors open and do things that we need to do for this community.
Has it changed the way that you look at creating or crafting a menu?
Yeah, I would say the pandemic is giving us a lot. Has probably given everyone something to think about, myself included. And definitely my focus is narrowed on what's more important to me as a chef in this community and how to build that and supporting those farmers and developing those relationships and building and connecting all those points to the community is just a huge focus right now.
And so you are stepping away from the Preacher's Son on Saturday is your last day. Can you explain, you know, why you're stepping away, what's next for you, how you came to that decision?
I've spent a quarter of my career here at the Preacher's Son, and it has been an amazing and transformative experience. And I am so grateful for the opportunity. And I was one of the first members of Rope Swing when it started back in 2016 and 2015, late 2015. And, you know, with that growth and seeing it over the time, I realized that I wanted my focus to narrow a little bit. And I have always had a dream of having a restaurant that will exist on a farm. And, I decided, you know, during this time that it was time for me to step away and do that. And I am extremely grateful for the opportunities that this restaurant, this community, I mean, the outpouring of people, even in the last few days that have come into the restaurant to say hi, and just the support from this community and that they've had for me. It's just, I mean, that speaks the world to why this community and this you know, Northwest Arkansas is growing in the way that it does. But yeah, it's time for me to, my family and I made the decision that it's time we're staying here in Northwest Arkansas, and we are going to focus solely on, well, not solely, we've got a few things planned for the future, but the big project will be a farm-to-table restaurant with the restaurant on the farm.
All right, Matt. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk with me. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
That was Chef Matt Cooper from The Preacher's Son in Bentonville speaking with Daniel Carruth.